don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so depressed. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. So glad you're with us and joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about a new marketplace, and you won't believe what they're going to be selling there. A free marketplace. It'd be free. Well, you know, not, well, you'll get the point, but it's, well, you'll see what I mean when we get to going on that first segment. Also, we're going to talk about maybe some cleansing and some cancer issues this hour. We got some things to talk about to empower you, to make you stronger, healthier, more independent. That's what we like. And we do have a quack report, but before we get all that taken care of, don't forget, this month, the entire month of February, I know people think of, you know, they think of the Valentine's Day, but it is really Heart Health Month. Okay, so take advantage of the 15% off the folks at Apothecary Herbs have on their website at thepowerherbs.com. The discount code is there, but it is what you can type in to save. It's SMART and the number 16. So orders over $45, just go ahead and use that coupon, and you'll save 15%. But you got to hurry because that is only good through the 7th, so it ends this Sunday. So if you're thinking about cleansing or immune boosting or getting some pandemic kits for the future, then this is the time to save. So go to thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and say, hey, I want to place an order, but I want the discount. Just mention it. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. That's where you go. Big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. Can't forget them. No. And I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. I'm beseeching the Lord for truth and justice and righteous men of valor for leadership in this country. You want a leader that's close to the Lord. That's, you know, good. You know, because the word of God tells us, you know, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. But when the righteous are in authority, the people are glad. I am just craving I'm just desiring a righteous person in office, not only in the White House, but all across this land. You know, governors, mayors, legislators, you know, the Bible asks you, where can you find a virtuous woman? Hey, I want to ask, where can we find a righteous man of valor? Well, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind, time, pray it up, because, you know, prayer of the faithful saves the sick, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So don't neglect prayer. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we got? The quacker. Are you one of those people that doesn't like to be left on hold or not very long on hold? Well, they did a study here. Mobile advertising analytic firm called Marchex. They surveyed some people to find out about, you know, staying on hold when you call on the phone. Average American's going to spend, they say, 43 days of their life on hold. That's a lot. So Americans are going to waste, they say, 900 million hours waiting on hold in 1 year, just this year alone, according to their survey of 4 million phone calls that they took from consumers to businesses. They said their survey also covered text messaging, and they found that more than half of Americans say they spend 10 to 20 minutes every week or 43 days of their life on hold. So consumers get irritated when they're on hold. A lot of people don't like it. It's one of their pet peeves. Don't put me on hold. The other two things are people don't like the automated attendance or the phone trees that they have to, you know, push to if you want this, and it's just a mess. So they also don't like people with bad manners, rude people, bad attitude. Well, some states have residents that are far less patient with their customer service representatives or don't want to be put on hold. So the states that are quick to hang up, people, residents of these states, are Kentucky. They're the fastest to hang up, followed by Ohio, North Carolina, New York, and West Virginia. Yeah. I mean, I can be on hold for a little bit. My pet peeve is I want an American to talk to me, right? I don't want to go to Bollywood. And I don't want to hear, oh, I saw Sadi a million times, you know. Can't handle that. Can't handle it. Moving along in the quack report. All right, McDonald's. You going to McDonald's? Want to lose weight? Well, apparently don't get their salad. Apparently, according to CBC News, they say their nutrient-enriched meals worse than junk food, apparently. McDonald's kale salad, supposed to be, you know, low calorie. But anyway, it's worse. It's got more fat and sodium than a Big Mac, according to them. Because it's got all that creamy Caesar dressing and crispy chicken, fried chicken on it. So the salad contains 730 calories. Wow. You know, your average meal should be 500. So just one salad, 730. 1,400 milligrams of salt. So as a point of comparison, you'd have to eat three of their regular hamburgers to meet the same calorie as that salad. A Big Mac, 680 calories, so it's more than a Big Mac. So you can get the McDonald's Southwest salad, only contains 280 calories, 490 milligrams of salt, or you just get the plain salad, no dressing, 15 calories. Yeah. Or just eat at home, you know. Last but not least in the Quack Report, we're talking about this Chagas disease. Have you heard about this one? 300,000 Americans, they say, are already infected with this mysterious Chagas disease that they say is the new AIDS. Yeah. So this, they call it the kissing bug disease. And it gives you a strange condition. It's basically a parasite from these bugs, from their fecal matter, apparently. So if you get this Chagas kissing bug disease, it's a parasite. Most doctors in America aren't quite aware of it yet. Researchers say that it can be cured if it's detected early. The problem is a lot of the symptoms are silent. You don't even know you have them until it's almost too late. The American Society for Tropical Medicine and Hygiene in New Orleans says that the Chagas disease is spread by these kissing bugs. It's a parasite, and it spread through the feces of this bug and can lead to fever, fatigue, body aches, rashes, diarrhea, and vomiting. So one of the more odd symptoms is maybe this purplish swelling of just one eyelid. Unusual skin lesions as well. So if you leave it to run its course, you could wind up with heart failure. So you don't want to do that. So let's see. Basically, it's been a South American problem in Mexico, Central and South America. But now we have 17 cases, they say, reported in Texas. So FYI, do your organ cleansing, immune boosting, take your parasite herbs. If you don't know what those are, then you definitely got to call Apothecary Herbs, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Ah, thanks, Frank. I apologize for anybody that's been on the PowerHerbs.com website and trying to download the catalog, the product catalog. There's a download if you prefer to save it to your computer, your gadgets. The link was broken, and they're fixing it. And if it may even be working now. I don't know. I haven't tested it, but it was broken this afternoon. So if you were trying to download the catalog, I apologize. So try again later, or just request a hard copy of the catalog be mailed to you absolutely free. All right, we're going to talk about this new free marketplace. New free. It's called the Human Organ Marketplace. Oh, no. I know. Well, the legal landscape for the sale of transplantation of human organs is going to change. It's a change. Human organ transplants started in 1954, but by the 70s, it was becoming a popular option. So the current laws that are in place, which prevent the black market selling or purchasing of human organs, could also change. So with over 100,000 patients waiting for new organs in the United States on the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network, a large percentage will not receive a transplant. So according to Hoover Institute, patients needing a kidney, for instance, they're going to be on this list an average of 4.5 years, and only 17% will receive the transplant. Compared to 10 years ago, there's more people now on this organ transplant list, pushing up the wait time and reducing the likelihood of getting an organ transplant. Okay, let's talk about the protective history in this market. The U.S. has, you know, current laws protecting people from having their organs harvested without their consent and prohibiting a free marketplace of organ sales for cash. So in 1984, the U.S. Congress enacted the National Organ Transplantation Act. This law made it a crime for hospitals or anyone to procure human organs for the purpose of making money on organ transplantation outside the legal organ transplant laws, which, you know, prohibits cash payments for organs. So what's on the horizon then? Well, we live in an era where there's not any common sense. We got nonsensical laws, you know. The U.S. Health and Human Services, along with the U.S. Attorney General, have been encouraged, we hear, to look at ways that they can circumvent the National Organ Transplantation Act and make way for a free marketplace to sell human organs. So there is a lot of money to be made in the trafficking of human organs, and there are more than enough patients currently waiting for transplants. So sick patients, you know, they would mortgage their homes and sell everything they had for a second chance. So with diabetes running rampant in the United States, the kidney transplant is the organ that is in most demand. So if authorities are successful in establishing a legal free market for human organs, we could see healthy people willing to sell a kidney. So currently, transplant organs are donated. So the medical expense that's associated with an organ is the prep work, the harvesting, and then the transplant itself. But according to transplantliving.org, the cost of a kidney transplant is currently $262,900. So if people expect to be paid for one of their organs, well, the cost of transplants are going to go up and be passed on to the recipient. Now, why would we expect that? Well, there seems to be a complication health risk for a person who's donating an organ, and the statistics are that 3 in 10,000 cases will have complications. So that means there's a risk to the person selling a piece of themselves. They may need to absorb significant medical expenses. So this organ-free market could impact many industries, including medical and life insurance. So, however, if the U.S. Attorney General wants to steer clear of any appearance of a black market and, you know, exploitation issues, they're going to need to prohibit private organ sales, and sales would be regulated by the nonprofit United Network for Organ Sharing. Let me read you this quote. So this is a quote from an alleged letter that was sent to by influential people to the U.S. President, U.S. Attorney General, and Health and Human Services Secretary. So it's an alleged statement out of a letter, okay? Quote, "We call for the swift initiation of evidence-based research on ways to offer benefits to organ donors in order to expand the availability of transplants," end of quote. So what's the government going to do about that? They're going to have some sort of, you know, I don't know, incentive plan maybe? What do you think? Well, if the federal government approves, let's say, of the changes regarding the human organ market, it may try to deflect some of the expenses the free market may inflict. In other words, they may have some other forms of donor payment in mind. They may have suggested things such as free health care or free funeral, or maybe free, you know, disability insurance. The government may even allow the donor a special tax credit or a perk on their retirement plan, or maybe even some special donation could be made to his or her favorite charity. in lieu of, I guess, getting the hard cold cash for the organ. Hmm? But I wonder how many people would seriously consider parting with a body part for something like that. Now, some countries, such as Singapore and Australia, have allowed limited payments to live donors. For example, a kidney may net $4,000, okay? $4,000. And they'll pay for lost time at work while you recover after you've, you know, donated an organ. I get a Skype here, a little message from my engineer. He's saying, how about letting people out of prison if they give up a kidney? Possibility, Frank. Definite possibility. Another consideration to improve supply and demand of all kinds of organs, such as your heart and lungs, is to allow donors to sell them when they are alive, but the organ will be harvested when they die. I think they're calling this plan selling forward. So why would authorities in the medical system want this? Well, it's because that some organ donors, after they die, have family which block the harvesting of the organs. And if the donor received compensation ahead, this would give the medical establishment grounds to take what they have already paid for. Capiche? Now, it's a slick move. However, it is repugnant. I know. So what if someone, I get all these questions in my head if they go to for something like this. I'm not saying they're going to roll this out right away. I'm saying it's being talked about. But, you know, what if someone impersonates you, sells your organs forward, you know, gets the money, and for some reason your organs upon death can't be used, you know, what then? Well, it's identity organ theft could become a problem, a real problem. Think about this. Or what if you sell your organs forward, you get the money, and then you have an accident and the organ gets damaged, can't be used? Well, you'd have to pay that money back. I know. It's insane, isn't it? It's just totally insane. Well, and, you know, this could open up a whole new realm of jobs. I mean, what about organ brokers, right? You have to wonder how a free market in organ sales will operate. You know, could this open a new job career for organ brokers to protect the best interest of the donor or the recipient? Is it a, well, it is a sales transaction. In essence, it is a personal real estate transfer. And it's your body parts, your real estate. You know, I would think this would create a new law specialty, you know, to represent those who are misrepresented, lied to, or otherwise exploited. I could see the attorneys now with their little shingle out there, you know, specializing in free market organ law. I don't know. I have some unanswered questions. I really do. When you have a free marketplace, there's that old tradition that money talks and cash is king. Will more affluent patients be given special treatment? And will there be a system set up for the recruitment of human organs from healthy people? And will this put, you know, head injury patients who are in comas at more risk of having their organs prematurely removed? You know, head injury coma patients, you know, they can rack up some medical bills into the millions. And at the risk of sounding macabre, could medical insurance companies be influenced by the organ free marketplace to refuse to pay for treatment on said coma patients and suggest they harvest their organs to help lower the patient's bill? Think about this. Oh, it'd have to be written into the congressional bill, wouldn't it, all this stuff? I mean, whoa, it'd be addendums, I'm sure. Well, and hey, then there's insurance incentives about it, too, because if we follow the money, it can answer a whole lot of questions. Why there's this push for free market for organs. In many instances, medical treatments for patients with failing organs can sometimes be more expensive than a transplant. For instance, a kidney transplant costs about $263,000, and it tends to extend the life of the patient about 20 years. Compared to kidney dialysis, given over a 4 or 5 year period, it'll cost $350,000. So insurance companies already know this. Well, and then there's the legal eagle consent stuff, all right? In the United States, it's been established that hospitals must have informed consent from the patient or the donor or the family before harvesting organs for transplantation. Now, informed consent is a legal declaration of the donor's wishes. However, there's this push to change that to what is called implied consent. Now, some countries which have switched over to implied consent are Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Chile, and Denmark. So don't ever die over there, okay? Switching to implied consent is a plan, they say, to narrow the gap between supply and demand of the human organs. So in the countries with implied consent, it means that after a person dies, their organs can be harvested. So if a family doesn't want the organs taken, then they have to make sure that they have filed the correct paperwork to block that. So in the United States, the harvesting of organs tends to be billed to the donor. So the cost of harvesting an organ ranges from $65,000 to over $130,000. A kidney costs about $67,200 to harvest, to take it out of somebody. But the hospital gets a free organ to transplant into a patient, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they also get paid for the harvesting of it. Wow. All right. So I know some people out there are saying, no, this is never going to happen. Okay. Let's address the denial for just a minute. Some people may feel free market of human organs never going to happen. Well, if Planned Parenthood can exploit the unborn selling body parts and avoid punishment, what makes you think that modern medicine wouldn't follow in their footsteps? It's all about the money, right? That's what it is. Now, I typically want to, you know, just save my original equipment. It's much easier to take care of the original equipment God gave us than to rely on body parts from someone else. So organ cleansing, folks, is a non-toxic and gentle way to remove impurities which create cellular stress on the organs and encourage failure or disease. Now, a car that never has its fluids changed will soon have an engine that fails. So maintenance is a requirement for humans, too, and nothing cleanses the human system as well as medicinal herbs. So Apothecary Herbs has been specializing in organ herbal cleanses for over 15 years. They are the experts. Give them a call. Ask about their organ cleansing program. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Free catalog as well. They have herb coupons on the site. And I think a duck said, that's despicable.
Right? You're despicable.
I know. That is a despicable thing, you know, all this body parts selling. I just think it's despicable. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You have options. I need somebody. And you'll be healthier. We'll be right back.
Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please help?
Keeping Life into the Original Medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and you know, it's just unfortunate, you know, that people can be taken advantage in that whole area. I mean, I'm not saying organ transplants can't help save people, save lives, and do some good. I'm just saying it's an area that's prime for abuse, and so everybody, FYI out there,
you're despicable.
Yeah, well, I know people. How many of you out there, when I was telling you about that got your driver's license out to see if you still had an organ donor symbol on there, you know. And I have come across some information that, you know, if you're young, 20-something, and you're a head trauma case, you have a big target on your back for being a prime candidate for organ harvesting. So just be aware of that. All right, we're going to talk about throat cancer. According to the National Cancer Institute, throat cancer, also known as laryngeal or pharyngeal cancer, is very difficult to treat. I didn't say cure because they don't cure anything. Okay, modern medicine can't cure that at all. National Cancer Institute reports that if the condition is caught early, they say they can have a remission of 90% of the symptoms. The cancer cells usually start behind the nose. They're kind of flat and they're thin. They kind of look like fish scales. So the cancer then spreads to affect the voice box, thyroid, nose, neck, and esophagus. And this disease usually affects adults over the age of 50 and is 10 times more likely to affect men than it is women. Now, apparently, according to statistics, white men have a 50% higher risk of throat cancer than African-American men. And throat cancer may not be as prevalent as other cancers. It's about 13,000 cases a year, responsible for about 4,000 deaths. So let's take a look and see. Get a heads up on what the symptoms are, maybe what we could naturally do about it. So if you think, or if you know somebody that thinks they have throat cancer, there are some symptoms to look for. Coughing, ear pain, persistent sore throat more than 6 weeks, pain or difficulty swallowing, voice change, like some hoarseness for longer than 6 weeks, a weight loss or a lump or a painless sore that won't heal inside the mouth or inside your throat or neck. In addition to these symptoms, you also could have difficulty breathing and experiencing bleeding in the throat. Here's some other signs also. Neck pain, bleeding from the mouth, persistent sinus congestion, bad breath, sore tongue, white, red, or dark patches inside the mouth, numbness of the mouth, a lump on the lip, mouth, or gums, enlarged neck glands, slurred speech. Cancer is affecting the tongue at that point. So what are the complicated risks? Well, throat cancer can spread to the trachea, bronchial, and lung, and some factors which can cause the development of throat cancer are going to be exposure to asbestos, alcoholism, Epstein-Barr virus, papillomavirus, poor dental hygiene, tobacco use, especially smokeless tobacco and cigars, and a diet that's lacking adequate vitamins from fruits and vegetables. Now, cigarette smokers have a 25-fold increased risk of cancer over non-smokers. And other factors that can contribute are low immune system, exposure to nickel refining, textile fibers, woodworking, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. So what are the medical treatments? Well, modern medicine offers chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and drugs. And one drawback to the radiation therapy is that it can cause a reduced blood supply to your jaw, osteosclerosis, which, you know, if that happens, your jaw bone can die and then they have to remove it. So if the disease spreads to the neck or lymph nodes, your remission of symptoms drops 50%. If surgery is recommended, most patients will suffer the loss of their larynx or their voice box, their lymph nodes, and most of their neck area. Severe cases require removal of the trachea, jaw, upper palate, and part of the face. Now, if this is the case, the patient pretty much is left with a permanent opening to the throat called a stoma. And all this will leave the patient with difficulty eating and swallowing, stiffness and neck pain, respiratory problems, and speech problems. So the longevity and quality of life for a patient with severe throat cancer will diminish. And if the cancer spreads to other parts of the body, which is most likely when the cancer is surgically removed, modern medicine just tends to write the patient off as incurable. So the game plan then will shift to pain relief until death. Well, let's look at the diet real quick, because diet really matters with a condition like this. Research is suggesting that a diet high in processed meat, especially red meats, increase the risk of head and neck cancer. The study also reported that a diet with raw and cooked vegetables offered protection against the head and throat cancers. Natural vitamin E also prevents the white patches, which are the precursors to the cancer, on the mucosal surfaces of your throat. Now, you will also find natural vitamin E in cold-pressed vegetable oils, sprouted seeds like sunflowers, nuts like almonds, whole grains, Brussels sprouts, peaches, wheat germ, asparagus, green leafy vegetables, spirulina, and barley grass. Your beta carotene was also reported to help, especially with the early stage cancer, so get plenty of those. Now, there have been some cases of throat cancer that have been cured, really cured. There's a case of a 48-year-old male who had a large mass the size of a small grapefruit, about 4 inches in his throat. His doctors did a biopsy, which reported that it had he had malignant cancer. And the cancer involved his thyroid, his vocal cords, and he had extreme difficulty swallowing and breathing. His doctor said that the biopsy showed that the cancer was dissolving his thyroid gland, his vocal cords, and the sides of his throat. So the patient didn't want surgery, didn't really like any of the options the doctors gave him, even when the doctors told him his window is about 6 weeks or less to seek treatment. So instead, he decided to do natural therapies. Let's see what he did. With a disease like cancer, you want to unleash all the firepower at your disposal. So this means your organ cleansing, especially all the way to the blood system, your juicing for fresh enzymes and nutrition, and your vegetarian diet, no animal foods. And you can also tap into using external herbal poultices, because the skin absorbs a lot of things, and you can address this from the inside and out. You can do things like castor oil packs to draw out more toxins, and also eating more raw garlic, about 4 cloves a day, to help with that, and immune boosting as well. Hydrotherapy is also on the list, which is cold and hot treatments to, you know, give a wave effect for your immune system to kick in. Getting some exercise is still going to be important, along with positive thinking and some massage therapy and maybe even some reflexology to stimulate nerve endings. So within 2 weeks, this man, he did everything. He did all these therapies. If he wasn't standing up juicing, he was doing cleansing. If he wasn't cleansing, he was doing hydrotherapy. So, you know, his whole day was taken up with getting better. So, well, he says within 2 weeks, the cancerous mass had shrunk in half to 2 inches, and he could swallow and breathe a lot easier. He kept at it, doing all his natural therapies each day. Then the mass kept shrinking, and by 6 months, he was completely free of the cancerous mass. His doctors reexamined him, pronounced him cancer-free. He saved his thyroid. He saved his voice box. He saved his life, basically. With a normal, healthy voice, he was able to give his testimony. And one important thing to remember is that if you want to heal yourself with natural therapies, you have to get aggressive and not be afraid. You know, because God said, here are herbs for the service of man. They're here for the healing of the nations. You either believe that or you don't. And at one time, powerful drugs were taken from herbal medicines. So if they weren't so great, why did, you know, pharmaceuticals do that? So if you want to be afraid, you know, I'd be afraid the medical establishment, what they can do to you, carving you up. If you want to learn more about cancer poultices and things like that, definitely give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a list of things that they can send to you, and you can make your own. Yeah, empower yourself that way. Apply it externally. I like working on things on the inside and out if I can. It just hastens the recovery. It just speeds things up. So you can give them a call, Apothecary Herbs, say, hey, I want that handout on the cancer poultices. It's like a recipe and how you do it. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, toll-free number, give them a call, and get a free catalog. And if you're on the website, do sign up for the free newsletters that go out each and every week. Yep. Let's see. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. So if you want that one, sign up for it today, and you'll be on the list for tomorrow's mailing. Goes out to your email. All right, we're going to talk about some cleansing real quickly. You know, I've been teaching people on how to cleanse for over 15 years, and I knew when I was in herb school that cleansing and immune boosting can extend life, right? So the goal is to enjoy life instead of just existing through life. So it really gives you vitality. It gives you energy when you lift the cellular stress off your body, when you get rid of toxins, and when you allow your immune system to flex its muscle and properly code those viruses and bacterial pathogens that you come across every so often. So there is a proper way to do your organ cleansing. A lot of people don't know how, but we instruct you how to do that. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. You don't have to stay home and near a bathroom when you cleanse. There's a way to do it properly and safely, and we show you how. Now, if you're on the PowerHerbs.com website, there's a little tab called Natural Healthy Guidelines. You can click that. And then there's another link that you can click on cleansing, and it gives you a brief synopsis of how you would go about cleansing in the proper order. So you would start with the bowel, and you would work your way up to the blood system. So you're actually cleansing in reverse of how the body purges toxins. So this allows you to open up a free flow channel for the toxins to move and reduce the likelihood of reabsorbing any of the toxins your body is trying to eliminate. So a lot of people say, well, I've completed the initial cleanses, you know, do I have to keep doing them? Well, most people usually get their cleanses in twice a year. They'll pick a season, spring or fall, summer, winter, whatever works for them. But you can cleanse as often as every 3 months if you're doing what I call maintenance cleansing. Now, if you're, you know, terminally ill with something, I personally would do all the cleanses and then start over and do them again and start over and do it again. I would keep cleansing. If I had a terminal problem, a real serious illness, that's what I would do. But you can do it as often as every 3 months or twice a year. The average person fits it in twice a year. Now, you can still cleanse and go to work, a little prep time, you know, just to take it with you, remind yourself while you're at work. And you could do your cleanses while you're at work, at your lunch or break. All right, so if you're cleansing, you want to spend some time familiarizing yourself with the proper steps, because the number one thing people don't, they do is they don't read the instructions and they don't follow through and do it properly, and they only get partial benefits. So if you're going to cleanse, do read your instructions carefully. If you have some questions about how you can modify for a specific purpose, do give us a call and we can help you think through that. Some people, for instance, may have irritable bowel syndrome. And they're very sensitive to certain herbs, so you may not want to do part A of the bowel cleanse and just do part B, and we can show you how to modify that. All right, so when you're cleansing, there's a couple things you want to do. You don't want to recongest the system with the impurities that you're trying to get out. In other words, if you can, stop taking the pharmaceuticals that you're on. You know, if you're on antibiotics, wait until you're done taking those, and then do your cleanse, because your cleanse can remove those pharmaceutical residues pretty easily. Also, you want to avoid the cow's milk. It's very mucousy to the system, tends to trap more toxins in, and it kind of hinders your cleansing step. So, you know, why hold yourself back? So just get off the cow's milk. If you need milk for cereal, or if you need creamer for your coffee or tea, switch to coconut milk, okay? It's just better for you anyway. Also, when you're cleansing, you don't want to overdo things like with caffeine or anything that would dehydrate your system. So you want to, you know, avoid your coffee and tea if you can, and your alcohol. Now, if you have to have a cup of coffee in the morning to get your mojo going, well, then just follow it with 8 ounces of water to counteract that dehydration effect that it has in the system. So people want to know, well, you know, can I have more than one cup of coffee? Well, try to keep it to one, but if you have to have more than one, definitely follow with that water. Now, the Bible instructs us to use, you know, certain foods on a daily basis for our optimum health. God refers to fiber, and when he refers to fiber, he means the unadulterated kind. He means whole grains, fruits and vegetables. Now, if you look at your white flour, which has been, you know, processed, you know, that's not the same as your whole grains. So try to get your whole grains in there. And if you'll notice, a lot of the oils seem to be removed from the white processed flour, and you'll have more of the oils that are cardiovascular friendly in your whole grain type of flours. Also be aware that bugs don't like the processed flours. They avoid that because there aren't any nutrients in it anymore, and it becomes a toxic chemical to them. So that's why a lot of times cockroaches won't eat processed flour. Interesting stuff, huh? Well, fiber will help sweep your body of toxins too. I like to eat raw broccoli to sweep the bowel. Very good for that. Here's a quote. Well, it's a Chinese proverb. It goes something like this. If you want 1 year of prosperity, grow grain. If you want 10 years of prosperity, grow trees. If you want 100 years of prosperity, grow people. Well, there's benefits to cleansing. And when you get your whole foods in the diet, more fruits and vegetables, more raw foods, it's going to be a cleanse in itself. It helps lower cholesterol and blood pressure, and it is a way of securing a better health against a lot of these diseases most people get, like cancer and heart disease. So check out the cleanses, thepowerherbs.com. The first one you would start with is the bowel cleanse. You can buy the cleanses one at a time, or you can buy them in a kit and work through them at your own pace. Of course, if you have any questions, do give them a call at thepowerherbs.com, and they will try to answer your questions. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Cleansing is one of the easiest things to do, but it has a huge positive impact on the cellular structure of your body, keeping it clean and healthy and strong, and being more resistant to disease. All right, so we're going to talk about health here and some myths about salt. I've been talking to people lately, this week actually, about salt. Some people just are in the dark about healthy salt and non-healthy salt. There is the processed salt everybody gets at the store. It's the white stuff, dry as a bone. Maybe it may have some, you know, iodine put back in it, but it's not guaranteed. But your sun-dried salt's going to be a whole salt with 82 microminerals in it, which support the cardiovascular system, which support your electrolytes, which in a way supports your nervous system and other functions of the body. And then people say, well, I got this Himalayan salt. Well, Himalayan salt is a mined salt, usually orange, pink in color, sometimes brown. It's supposedly harvested from an ancient salt flat, but it will have more shale in it, and it can clog kidneys, so be very careful using your Himalayan. But when you look at chemistry of the human body, it's most identical to ocean water, so your ocean salt is going to be the most perfectly balanced, chemically speaking, mineral nutrient. So a majority of folks live and breathe by what their doctors tell them about salt. These doctors know nothing about a sun-dried whole salt, which doesn't promote hypertension, and you use a third less salt anyway. So I'm just surprised. Day after day, people are in their heart failure, their kidney failure. Minerals are required as uptake for the body to get other nutrition for strong bones and other parts of your system. So people are so mineral depleted, it's just amazing to me. Now, I have a lady who, diabetic, bless her soul, she asked me what I would do if I were her. I said, well, I would juice some beets, build up that blood system, okay? And because beets have a lot of minerals. Raw beets, if you taste them, they're very metallic-y. Or if you juice them, they're very metallic-y. So you can kind of mix the beet juice, the raw beets that you juice. You can mix it with, you know, other vegetable juice. But you want to drink about a quart a day. And if you drink a gallon in one day, it builds up the blood system in 24 hours. It's just totally amazing. If you're anemic, oh, raw beet juice, check that out. Anyway, so I said I would do the juice, the beet juice. And do you know, she did it. And then she went to her doctor. And she told me what happened. Her doctor was looking at her blood work, and he was certain that she had a blood transfusion because all of her numbers were up, you know? And she goes, no, I didn't have a blood transfusion. He goes, oh, you most certainly did because this and this and this and this. And she goes, no, I just had beet juice. She said, you could have heard a pin drop. Well, of course, you know, who knew something simple and organic and available and cheap could help you? God forbid, right? So beets are mineral packed. So if you're mineral deficient, don't ever forget that. If you're anemic, don't ever forget that. Definitely check that out. You know, just like we were talking about hawthorn berries the other day, hawthorn berries, you know, thin the blood better than the cumin and rat poison. So does garlic, but you know, hey, why take the rat poison, the rodenticide, wear thin Coumadin when you can have hawthorn berries and no side effects? And it's real cheap. Doesn't cost you all that much. Now, if you're looking for Celtic sea salt, if you're looking for beets, we have beets in our powdered body food mix. Awesome. The number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget they have their 15% off because it's Heart Healthy Month. You can check out their heart formulas and save 15%. The code, the coupon code's on the homepage. It's just SMART16. You can type that into your shopping cart or give them a call and just mention it if you want to place your order over the phone. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's putting the power back in your hands, and you are more powerful than you think. I'm out of time. I'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.